time for the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
I'm with Monica from Monica's Apparel and Accessories. Monica, what's happening?
What's happening? Can you see all the freight that's come in? There's boxes all over and plastic all over because I've gotten over 200 pieces of jewelry in, and I'm so pumped. And I've got all this clothing to match up with the jewelry, and my golf room is in swing, and I have a black and white room that's ready, and my main room is full of color, and I'm ready for people to come in and shop and have a dark chocolate sea salt caramel. I have gift certificates available, and I wrap.
Where are you located and when you open, Monica?
931 Chestnut Street in awesome Dawson, Minnesota, kitty corner from the school. And I'm open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment, and like me on Facebook.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Okay, welcome back to RBU Clay Field, everyone. Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. This is Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report, and the Minnesota Vikings leading the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks in a very important game tonight. Both teams 6 wins and 1 loss. Vikings leading 14-0 at the half. And I always like to surprise people. We tease people in the first half. I have a halftime guest. Not going to tell you who it is till it's halftime, so a lot of people stuck around. And we got with me Carly Boffin joins us. Hi, Carly.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing great. I understand you're working concessions up there tonight, huh?
I was. Now I've handed off my duties.
Okay.
So, yes, helped out with ECFE.
ECFE, that's where the proceeds go to?
Correct.
All right. Well, of course, Thanksgiving's coming up shortly. It'll be here before you know it, right?
It will be.
Okay.
Get your elastic pants up.
That's right. Elastic pants. I need it. First of all, Carly, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do and stuff like that.
For sure. So, I live here in Dawson. I work for the Southwest West Central Service Cooperative. But really the whole point that I'm here today is a year ago, my husband and I moved to Dawson.
Oh.
So my husband's originally from Dawson, obviously, with the Boffin last name.
Yep.
That's not surprising. And COVID is a main reason why we moved back. We realized that we wanted to be with family, and so the daycare center that we were at previously had a whole bunch of fundraisers that they were always doing. And so when we moved to Dawson, I had asked Tony Offit, I said, hey, is there anything that you want here? And he's like, well, we just don't have time to do all that. So I asked, hey, if it wasn't for you and all your efforts, we wouldn't have been able to live here.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, daycare is huge. If you don't have a spot, if you don't have quality care, you don't bring in the young families. You don't bring in the new families. So that was a huge driver for us. And so Tony Offit and the whole team there were so amazing, so accommodating, and very patient, because when you're trying to move and you're doing all those things, it's not easy. So they were able to get us into the daycare. And really, as an appreciation, I just said, hey, can I help you with a fundraiser in the turkey trot? Sounded like a really fun new thing that didn't involve kids knocking on doors and asking for money.
For money. All right, so tell us about the 2022 Turkey Trot that's coming up here on Thanksgiving Day.
Yep, Thanksgiving Day. Okay. So a lot of other communities do something like this, and that's actually where we're modeling it from, is other communities that do this. So Thanksgiving morning at 8:30, we are welcoming all families, all ages, all abilities to come out and walk or run. I would say majority of people are going to be walking.
Okay.
It's not timed. So it's really to come out and have some fun. I will admit, though, that if you win, you're going to get a pumpkin pie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, to be determined if it's going to be a homemade pie or store-bought. So we'll see how much time we have come that week. But it's just really a great way to get people out of your house when you're trying to cook that meal.
Yeah.
But it's just something to do, you know.
Bring the family.
Bring the whole family,
yep.
Exactly. And it's kind of unique because the shirts that you'll receive if you register for the race don't say turkey trot on them in the front.
Oh, okay. What's it say?
The front of the shirt just says Blackjack Pride.
Awesome.
So we have a new logo. And maybe not everyone has some new gear, and we certainly don't have very many yellow T-shirts out in this community. And so the shirts are going to stand out. So it's a yellow shirt with Blackjack Pride. The back will make a mention to the turkey trot along with sponsors. We have 43 businesses.
Oh, wow.
Submit a donation or sponsorship.
Nice.
So the community showed up and then some, which was, I expected it, but still when you're going door to door and you're asking for money, it is crazy how many people said, oh, this is for the school. Yep, here's my money.
Yep.
They didn't even ask necessarily who I was. They didn't really, they just knew that I was going to the school, and it was just amazing.
Yep, it's great. That's awesome. So, folks, mark this on your calendar, Thanksgiving Day, November 24th, 8:30. And where are you going to start?
At the front of the school.
At the front of the school. Just show up. You can register. You want to register ahead of time.
You want to register. Okay. You want to make sure that you guarantee a shirt. So right now there's going to be a couple ways that you can register. For most people, you're just going to go to register online. You can go to the Dawson Boyd School's website, or they're sharing it on their Facebook page. It's actually going to bring you to the gym's clothing store, so don't get thrown off
okay.
the fact that you're getting moved over. But based on the number of shirts you register for, that's how many participants you're registering for.
Okay.
If you're 12 and under, there is no cost, and you still get a shirt.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So that's who the daycare program right. is benefiting. It's before and after school, so it's 13 and under that all, 12 and under that are all recipients of the care there. So we want to make sure that they feel welcomed and they can show up. Anyone 13 and older, it's $20 to participate, and that comes with a shirt. Registration, though, closes to make sure we can guarantee a shirt is November 8th.
Okay.
And so another way to register, which is kind of fun, we're going to play off the playoffs here. So on Monday, the volleyball game is going to be home, and so I'll have a booth set up where you can come and register okay. in person. As well, Tuesday, the football game, I'll have a booth here where you can register
in. Too.
Yep.
So you'll be very visible at the section
exactly.
games.
But then, of course, not everyone's planning, and or some
right.
people maybe showed up for Thanksgiving that you weren't expecting. You can still register the day of. I mean,
you can register the day of. Okay.
It is a fundraiser. We will take your money whenever you want to.
Okay.
I just can't always guarantee a shirt, and I can't
right.
guarantee a shirt that's the size you want.
So, once again, the proceeds for this turkey trot. I like that trot, not a run.
Yes.
Okay, and it's going to benefit the Blackjack babies.
Yeah,
okay.
So it's Blackjack Babies, it's Junior Jacks, it's Little Jacks, it's before and after school. It's that community ed program.
Okay, real good. Well, Carly, you said the winner gets a pumpkin pie. I'm interested in
well,
that.
Good.
So I don't have to run. What if I walk real fast? Think I can beat somebody walking really fast? Are you a runner?
I have been a runner.
Okay.
I am not currently a runner.
Okay. So I'm going for the pumpkin pie.
Okay.
It will be homemade by you, you said?
Well, if I have time, that is the plan.
Okay.
That is the plan.
All right. Yeah, so...
Well, you know what?
Okay.
If someone shows up in a turkey costume, I will also bring an apple pie.
Oh,
how about that?
Nice.
The best costume wins it.
Dwayne, you got a turkey costume? Oh, he can make one, he said. Okay. All right, so mark it on your calendar, November 24th, Thanksgiving Day, here in Dawson by the school, the front of the school, Carly?
Yep.
8:30, and register Carly or online, right? Facebook.
Yep.
You have a Facebook page?
The school does.
School does.
Yep, so the
okay.
school has a Facebook page or their website.
Or they can just get a hold of you.
They can get a hold of me.
Okay.
Yep, so my phone number is blasted everywhere. So go ahead and just give me a call, and we'll get you registered. We want people to participate.
All right, I think it'd be a great family event.
Yeah.
You know, you got 20 family members in your house. Get them out. And
most people are going to walk. This should not be intimidating.
Right.
This shouldn't be anything. We're just a little hesitant on the route just yet because we don't know if it's going to snow.
Oh, yeah.
But I have participated in many turkey trots over the years, and you just bring snowshoes.
Okay, real good. Thanks, Carly.
Thank
for
you very
joining
much.
Me. That was great. And, hey, I'm going to see if I'm going to get my family to come over here.
I expect it.
Really? Because I want that pumpkin pie. Okay. Thanks, Carly.
Thank you.
Carly Bothan here at during Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. We'll take a break, and when Dwayne and I come back, we'll go over some stats and go through the scoring here in the first half. The Vikings leading Dawson Boyd 14-0.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson.